Thanks, Rob. It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. It's a 10 o'clock hour. I am very excited. This is something, like I said, has been in the works for a good 6 months, Ted. Wouldn't you say it's about 6 months we've been talking about this? I feel like we have.
At least. Ever since the book came out.
All right. In studio tonight, the author of the book, How to Speak Midwestern. In the book, Ted McClellan not only breaks down the elusive regional accents of the Midwest, but he also creates the ultimate glossary of terms used in the area, in our area. Phrases like hodag, or over there, or farty, which is the way people in St. Louis say 40. So here's the game tonight. We're playing for some prizes, 312-981-7200. Let's stump Ted. How about that? You can call in or you can text in. We can guess your regional accents through interrogation, of course. Mm-hmm. Or you can text in with your saying or phrase, and we'll see if Ted can guess where you're from. Ted, great to see you. How you been, bud?
Oh, great. I've been traveling for the book. I'm going to be at the Printer's Row Lit Fest at the Belt Publishing booth on Sunday.
This weekend. That's great. Perfect.
Right around the middle of the day.
All right. 312-981-7200. You know, we had you on before, and yeah. I mean, you have become the foremost Midwestern expert when it comes to accents and dialects in this area. Talk about it, because when I think about it, I'm like, okay, well, there's Chicago.
Right.
There's Wisconsin.
Right.
Kenosha.
Yeah.
And I guess Michigan, but I never can pick up Michigan.
Okay, well, I can pick up.
All right, so why don't we start? I mean, how many, when we talk about this, how many do we
have? Well, I mean, I kind of identify three main accents. Now, we're in what's known as the Inland North accent region, which stretches from Rochester, New York on the east to Milwaukee on the west. And these all correspond with patterns of settlement. This followed the Erie Canal and it followed the Great Lakes. And I think people would be surprised to find out that people in Chicago talk more like people from Buffalo than people from downstate Illinois. Somebody who read my book told me that they had heard a speaker and they said, this guy's got to be from the south side of Chicago. And they went and talked to him. And he's from Buffalo. So they do the same kind of thing. They do the, you know, they do the D's, Dem, and Do's thing there. And, you know, they do the raised day where they'll talk about a can of pop, you know, so that's kind of the source of our accent is upstate New York. And then we got the Midland accent, and that's what you get in central Illinois and also St. Louis, as we were talking about. And the, you know, the signature Midland word is Warsh. And, I play this when I do my presentation. It's Bob Knight and he's endorsing Donald Trump and he's telling the crowd, If you people go out there and vote for Donald Trump, they're going to put you right next to our founding father, George Washington. So he's from
Washington, got it.
George Washington.
Okay, Washington, yeah. Right.
And there's a guy, right. Mike Shannon. Do you know Mike Shannon? He's the announcer for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah.
He always talks about how they're playing the Washington Nationals.
Okay, so he's at least – it's always good when your announcers or your baseball team
right,
speak.
Have that
yeah, accent. St. Louis, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And what's the third one?
The North Central accent, the so-called Fargo accent, you know, which became famous through the movie and now the TV show. So you'll hear that in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. You'll hear it in northern Wisconsin. You know, if you watch Making a Murderer, the Avery family, they all did.
Right. I have to see if it's on my phone, but I had stopped off at a Kenosha car dealership because I got my headlight changed.
Yeah.
And then I thought nothing of it. Like, I was going up to see my parents, and I'm like, I'll do this. I'm right here, you know? And I got a call a couple days later, and it was from, like, a customer service rep.
Yeah.
And it was like, hey, this is Kathy from Kenosha.
See,
and I was like, I really thought it was like a bit or something, but it was hardcore Kenosha.
Oh, sure. That long O, that comes from the Scandinavian language. I mean, immediately, you cross the Cheddar Curtain. And they start doing it right away. I mean, that's the first town over.
It's the first town over.
Right. See, that's one word, that's one term that I regret leaving out of the book, which is, you know, the Cheddar Curtain, the Illinois-Wisconsin state line.
Right.
You go up north, you're behind the Cheddar Curtain.
Do you see, I mean, is it so strict to state lines? I mean, do people have...
It's interesting because I was driving from Madison to Rockford, which aren't very far apart, and I'm listening to the radio, and pretty much when I crossed the state line, it changed from the kind of a north central accent to an inland north accent.
Well, okay, so 312.
It's not strict.
It's not strict, but
for straight line, because as you say, northeastern Illinois has one accent, and then central and southern Illinois have another accent. So it kind of corresponds to where people came from or where they settled.
312-981-7200. Let's see if Ted can guess your accent. If you're part of those three categories, and maybe we can even drill down with some interrogation to get a little closer to what town you're from.
Yeah.
Again, 312-981-7200. Ted's got he was a little trepidatious, you know. You wanted to back out of this. You were like, I don't know if I'm that good. And I'm like, come on, man. This is going to be a fun thing.
You know, there's a quiz that's on the New York Times website, and they ask you 25 questions about, you know, how you pronounce things, what words you use, and it'll get with almost pinpoint accuracy where you're from.
Yeah, but that's a computer. That's boring.
Sure, but I did it with I got to have the year, right? I did it with four people, and we're all from different parts of the country, and it nailed us exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe we could do.
But we want to hear these. We want to hear these Midwestern accents here on WGN.
Absolutely. And we know you're listening, because the last time that Ted was on, I had a lot of people who reached out from different places, and we did the tell us where you're from, sort of check and status check. And we got people from Iowa, Minnesota, from Colorado even. I mean, obviously the AM dial goes far, far away until it hit the mountains east or west. So,
and we want to hear your terms. And I don't know, can we throw out a term and see if people can identify it?
Let's do it.
All right, see if anybody can tell me what burgoo is.
I love it. This is a classic. I love it. We're going to throw as much against the wall and see if it sticks. Ted McClellan, my guest. He's the author of How to Speak Midwestern. Let's take a quick break. We'll get people on the line, and we'll try it out. I'm excited, Ted. This is going to be fun.
All right.
Stay with us. Download on 720 WGN. Ted McClellan's in studio with me, and we are we're having some fun. The calls are lined up, and we were worried, hey, you know, is anyone really going to want to play along?
Yeah.
And the lines are lit up, and the texters are they're on you with the burgoo.
Yeah.
They nailed it. Burgoo 773 says, burgoo is a stew from Kentucky. Delicious. You say no, not necessarily.
Well, I have a Pioneer stew originally made with squirrel, venison, whatever vegetables the prairie's first settlers could grow. Utica, Illinois holds a burgoo festival, and they make beef, carrots, potatoes, hominy, celery, tomatoes, cabbage, onions, and peppers. They don't serve squirrel because it's legal to kill a squirrel and eat it yourself,
right?
But not to serve it to somebody else.
As we learned from Mike Sula in the Chicago Reader, he told us that whole thing. He did a big piece about that a couple years back. Won a bunch of awards. Yes, and Ed from Joliet got it. He said, burgoo game stew, Utica, Illinois.
So yeah,
Utica.
All right.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's see if we can guess some of the stuff. Let's go to Eric. Eric, how are you, my friend?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys?
We're good. So what do you want to do? You want to guess the stew, or you want us to guess your accent?
I'd rather you guess my accent, because I have definitely never heard of burgoo before.
Okay. All right, good. Well, we got it out of the way. All right, so right off the bat, I'm like, okay, Eric, you sound pretty normal to me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what is the first thing, Ted, that you would ask Eric to try and get?
I'd ask him what he calls a soft drink.
I call it pop.
Okay, I'd ask him what he calls athletic footwear.
Shoes. I guess gym shoes.
Okay. This guy's from Chicago. This guy's from the Chicago area.
Is that true, Eric?
It is. Well done.
Yeah, well, gym shoes. Only in Chicago.
Only in Chicago is gym shoes? That's a giveaway?
Yeah, for sure.
Wow, that was quick.
Okay. I can't use that one again.
Yeah, right. So can you get as specific, do you think, where in Chicago? Like, is it like a thicker accent on the south side or different on the north side?
It might be. You know, if it was a really old south side guy, I'm not hearing a super, you know, I'm not hearing like, you know, a firefighter from Mount Greenwood accent or anything like that.
Eric, where are you from?
I am from Carpentersville, Illinois, which is a far northwest suburb.
Okay.
Yeah, see, it's very nondescript, right?
But, you know, that's why I said, you know, let's use the words.
Yeah, love it.
That's what tells the story here.
Eric, thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You guys have a good night.
All right, good. All right, let's try Kathy. Kathy, all right, Kathy, I'm psyched. Thank you for calling in. I really appreciate it.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. All right, so we got some questions for you, Kathy. You ready?
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself first so we can hear you talk.
Well, I'm just fascinated with this topic, just to hear where all these different people would be coming from with their dialects or special words that would be only pertaining to them from where they came from.
Okay. I guess we could ask you a few questions. Maybe we can try to figure out. What would you call a fountain that you drink out of?
Water fountain.
A water fountain. Okay, so you're probably not from Wisconsin here. Okay.
That's right.
Okay, so we've eliminated
that one. Eliminated
Wisconsin. All right. what do you call a place where you buy a store where you buy alcohol?
A liquor store.
Okay, so you're not from Michigan.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
All right. This is great.
All right. Do you know the name of a bicycle ride across the state of Iowa?
Ragbray.
Okay. So all right. What do you call a sandwich with crumbly beef? You know. Or here's another. Okay, this is better. What do you call a port-a-john?
I wouldn't know a port-a-john. Porta potty. I don't know.
So you're probably. I'm guessing you're not from Iowa then.
No, I am.
Oh, you are. Okay. Well, maybe I should have said that because you got Ragbray right. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Yes, so or Ragbray. All right.
Yeah, you got the first one, but you couldn't get her on port. What is the porta potty?
A kaibo. Yeah.
Oh,
that's an idea.
That's funny. I've never even heard of that.
Okay, no. I've heard that too. I've only heard that anyway. Okay, but
Kathy, that was great.
But maybe that's Western Iowa versus Eastern Iowa.
Sure. Just knowing Ragbray, I should have said, hey, that's Iowa.
But you were on the right track because you had Iowa and then you drilled down.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So I was trying to say maybe she's heard of it, but
too funny.
I'm trying to.
Kathy, thank you. That was awesome. All right.
Okay.
This is so good. Sorry, I cut her off. Let's go to Mark.
Mark. All right, Mark, you ready? Mark, you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening, gentlemen.
All right.
Hi, Mark.
Mark, tell us a little bit about yourself without telling us where you're from.
I'm an outside salesperson.
Okay. What is that? What do you sell?
I sell insurance products to pre-owned used car dealers.
Okay. Okay, so let's see. Let's try some words here. What do you call the narrow space between two buildings or houses?
A gangway.
All right, see, this guy's from Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good, man.
No doubt about it.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
That
question was not fair.
It's not fair?
Mark, where are you from originally?
I was born on the west side of Chicago, and I now live in DuPage County.
All right, there you go. Okay.
All right, thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, good. So you're getting him on these first ones.
He sounded Chicago to begin with, so that was
can
my,
you,
my first
can, I mean, so automatically.
The other woman did not sound like, she sounded a little bit northern. She might have been from northern Iowa.
Yeah.
So she didn't really sound urban.
And she definitely had a very different accent than what you might find around here. So that's kind of interesting. Oh, I love this. This is so fun.
Okay.
All right. We're getting a lot of texts, too. I want to get to them, but I will. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Let's get some more people on for the second half, right? I think we should. There's no doubt about it. It'd be too much fun. 312-981-7200. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back with Ted McClellan.
All right.
What are you saying, Ted?
All right.
All right, 312-981-7200, the phone number. We're having some fun tonight. Why? Because Ted McClellan is in studio. How to Speak Midwestern is the name of his book, and he is doing that for us tonight. I'm having a ton of fun with the new segment. You know what I'm saying? With Ted McClellan. As we went to the break, you gave a juicy Lucy, and we have some answers here. Someone says it's 847 says it's Juicy Lucy is a beef dipped in juice.
No, that's not right.
That's not right.
No.
630 says it's a hamburger.
Yes, it's a hamburger.
That's all they say, though.
Oh, we need more.
And then 847 gets the winner. It's a hamburger with cheese inside of it.
Yes.
And there are two places that claim to be the originals of them. Jack from Gages Lake, Minnesota.
Right. In Minnesota. So a hamburger with a pool of melted cheese in the middle. Matt's Bar and Grill and the 5-8 Club in Minneapolis have a long-standing dispute over which establishment invented the burger and even how it's spelled. According to the Matt's website, the Juicy Lucy, which is spelled J-U-C-Y, was created when a local customer asked for two hamburger patties with a slice of cheese in the middle. Upon biting into this new molten hot burger, he exclaimed, "That's one Juicy Lucy," and a legend was born.
Ah, 630 says, "What rural area are you both from?"
What rural area are
they
we
said,
both
what
from?
What rural area are both of you guys from?
And okay. I'm from Lansing, Michigan.
Oh, there you go. Or Wonder Lake, Illinois.
Okay.
Chicago, as a Chicagoan, I was taught, "From where are you?"
From where are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what you're supposed to say when you're like, "Where?" I always say, "Where are you from?"
Okay. But that's like up in Wisconsin. Say, how's by you?
630 says, "Have your host say the call in phone number 312-981-7200.
Did you say it like that the first time? Did they pick up on that?
Maybe they did.
Well, we talk about that. You know, right. I talk about that, but Hunterts in Chicago.
Hunterts.
You know, I live 4000 North.
Yeah, right?
Right.
There's another one here that says 708, the Jewels.
The
yeah,
Jewels.
We get that. That's
yeah.
a Chicago thing.
That's, I think that's kind of becoming ironic.
Yeah, it's not
It's kind of like French Room.
No, yeah.
Yeah. yeah
right. 708 says Garotchki.
That's what you open your garage with, right?
Oh, garage key?
Garage key. Open your garage.
Yeah, garage.
So you can go out and work on your engine.
There you go. 312-981-7200. Let's go to the calls. All right, Lucy. Lucy, you're up.
Oh,
Lucy, we're going to guess.
Which Lucy is this?
I was hoping you wouldn't come to me.
Oh, okay.
All right, Lucy. All right, we're ready. We're excited. I have Inspector Ted here.
Okay.
Inspector okay. Accent. All right, so why don't Lucy introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about yourself without telling us where you're at.
Okay, well, recently retired, well, last year, and I don't know. What do you want to know?
Enough to try and hear your voice.
What did you retire from?
I'm sorry?
What did you retire from? What did you do before you retired?
Sales and marketing for a great company.
Okay.
Okay.
Which one? Can we say it on the
Hayes
air?
Hayes Mechanical.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not trying to do that to guess where you're from. I don't know where Hayes Mechanical is from.
Okay, great.
They're right in Chicago.
Oh, okay. Oh, so.
Oh, where from?
I think we gave it away already.
Where are they from?
They're from Chicago. But
oh, okay. Well, since we now know where you're from, we'll have to do something else. We'll have to.
No, I don't know if we do, though.
Do
Hold
we?
On.
No, that's not where I'm from.
Oh, that's not where you're from.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, Lucy, I think we're ready for it.
All right, so maybe we can go back to one of the early questions. What do you call a water fountain?
A drinking fountain.
Okay, so that might rule out Wisconsin.
Mm. What's next?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
I love it. It's like a choose your own adventure.
What do you call a place where you get alcohol?
Liquor store.
A liquor store. Okay. So that probably would rule out Michigan. How do you pronounce the name of the nation's capital?
Washington, D.C.
Oh, we got you. You're from downstate Illinois, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Ah! You nailed it! Yeah! Wow, look at that. Got you on Washington.
Yeah.
Yep, yep.
That's Lucy.
Gets me that in uniform.
Uniform. Where so I used to live in Decatur. You were from anywhere near there?
No, a long time ago, East St. Louis.
But perfect. Know. Yeah, you said because we were talking earlier about Mike Shannon, the Cardinals announcer, who talks about how they play the Washington Nationals.
Oh, great. Yeah. Lucy, thank you so much. That was so great. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, have a good night, guys.
You too. Thank you too. All right, there we go. There we go. Good work.
Okay.
All right, Julia. Inspector Ted McClellan is on the case. Julia, all right, are you there?
Hi Julia.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Julia, tell us a little bit about yourself without saying where you're from.
Oh, sure. I'm an executive chauffeur, so I'm driving around right now the streets of Chicago, and I think he's going to have a tough time with me.
Oh, okay.
Because does that mean that you don't have a specific place that you live? That's what I'm afraid of. Like, if someone says you can't, I'm like a military family, so we moved around.
It's something like that.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so do you have a place you consider your hometown or where you're from?
I do.
Okay, all
okay.
right.
Yeah.
We'll play off that.
Okay,
all right.
All right. We'll go back to, you know, some of the things we've been doing to eliminate certain states. What would you call a fountain you get water from?
A bubbler.
Oh, you're from Wisconsin. Come on.
I was born in Wisconsin.
There you go.
Nailing it.
I really thought it was going to be hard. When the call answer. I was born in Wisconsin.
Okay.
Then we moved to Chicago in eighth grade. Then I went to high school in Minnesota. And
oh,
then I graduated from college in Iowa.
Oh, all right. But you got that kind of northern accent. You're talking about high school in Minnesota. You know,
that's so good, Julie.
Yeah. So good. So when you went to high school, you came to high school here in the Chicago area?
No, it's confusing. We moved. High school was in Minnesota.
Oh, okay. And did they think it was funny when you asked where the bubbler was?
Yes. And then the whole soda and pop thing. Like,
oh,
I still
sure.
call that pop.
Oh, yeah, of course. Pop. And you got to say with the long O, pop. It's
pop.
Not just pop.
Yeah.
Right.
Julia, thanks so much. That was great.
Thanks, Julia.
Thank you.
All right, talk to you later.
Oh, this man. I can't believe how great this is going.
I'm pressing my luck here.
You are.
Someone's gonna stump me.
This is Vegas casino type stuff.
Right.
You got a run going. We're on a run. You're a whale. All right. 312-981-7200.
Hunter. Okay.
All right. So let's do this. Let's give the calls are coming in fast and furious. They do
okay.
Once you say I'll never be stumped, they want to stump you.
Okay.
All right. Let's give one text idea.
Oh, okay.
You know, from the book.
So somebody tell me.
Yeah. Or you tell us a phrase.
Okay.
And then we'll take a break. They can
all
guess
right.
it on
See,
text.
Somebody can tell me what or where ooey pooey is.
Ooey pooey.
Yeah.
Ooey pooey is the phrase
or
that.
Ooey pooey is probably Bob Knight. That's probably more like how they say it down there.
Ooey pooey.
Ooey pooey.
All right. 312-981-7200. It's a download. Stay with us. Yeah, we're having some fun tonight. 720 WGN, playing a new game called You Know What I'm Saying with Ted McClellan, Inspector McClellan. He is the author of How to Speak Midwestern. He's actually going to be at the Printers Row Lit Fest this weekend at the Belt Table on Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday.
And you're going out on tour again,
right.
So you're going to be in where are you going to be?
Let's see, I'll be in Princeton, Wisconsin on Saturday, 1 o'clock, and then I'll be in Charlevoix, Michigan next Tuesday, and a week from Saturday, I'm going to be in Farmington Hills, Michigan and Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Okay.
We have a Facebook page, How to Speak Midwestern, that has all the tour dates.
All right,
I'm going to be going to Skokie and Morton Grove, so...
All right, let's
cover the whole suburbs.
You're really doing it up. You're really diversifying your tour by doing Skokie and Morton Grove.
Right.
All right, so let's go to the ooey pooey.
Yeah.
773 says that sounds like an old school cartoon character.
No, it's not an old school cartoon character.
And 219 nails it with ooey pooey is Indiana University, Purdue University, Indianapolis.
Right.
It's in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Right, and abbreviated, it's IUPUI. And read that as a word, and it sounds like ooey pooey. And I think some people there take exception to it. They
don't like that.
They say, well, nobody calls UCLA UCLA.
Right.
So.
All right, here we go. Let's go to the lines. Let's go
okay.
to Kim. Kim, welcome to You Know What I'm Saying with Inspector McClellan. How are you?
Good.
All right, good.
Hi,
oh, you're going to be real tight-lipped, aren't you,
Kim?
Oh,
okay.
Give us much. All right, Kim, where are you? Tell us a little bit about yourself without giving away where you're from.
I'm a graphic designer and have done marketing for the past 10 years.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Good. What'd you have for lunch?
Tacos.
Tacos. Okay. What'd you have for breakfast?
Yogurt.
Okay,
yogurt.
All right. Well, let's see. We'll,
all right,
we'll
Kim, you
try
ready?
A few words.
You ready for a couple of questions?
Sure.
All right, here we go.
Okay, when someone shovels out a parking space and puts a lawn chair out to... make sure no one else parks there. What's that called?
Breaking the law.
Oh, she may not be from Chicago.
All right, not from Chicago. That's a deal breaker right there.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's see.
Breaking the law.
I guess it's tolerated here.
Ah, you're really a law and order, Kim. You really like the law and order. All right.
Let's see here. Let's see. What do you call a store where you buy alcohol?
Liquor store.
A liquor store. That might rule out Michigan.
Okay.
What do you call a sort of a sandwich with sort of dry, crumbly beef?
Made right.
Okay. Are you from Iowa?
No.
Oh, no. That's an Iowa term.
Yeah. Let's see. Right is a crumbly beef sandwich?
Kind of, yeah, pretty
right.
much, yeah.
All right.
I didn't know that.
Let's see.
That sounds lazy. Hey, let me get one of those Made Right sandwiches. Right. You mean Made Right? Okay, I'll make it right.
Yeah, we had it at our school cafeteria.
Oh, okay. Well, let's try.
So you live in a state with schools.
Okay. So she's definitely not from Wisconsin. They don't.
Oh.
Okay. Sorry.
All right. So it's not Chicago. It's not Michigan. It's not Iowa.
Let's see.
Can I do one?
Yeah, you can do one. Go ahead.
What do you call a drinking fountain?
A drinking fountain. Right.
Okay, so we already got someone on that one from Wisconsin. What do you call it when you go into make a right turn and then do a U-turn to turn left?
Oh, I don't have a word for it.
Okay, so you're probably not from Michigan.
Oh, wow, we've gone through them. Okay.
Let's We could try. What's the nickname for far southern Illinois?
Oh, don't know.
Huh. This woman's stumping me.
Yeah, I think though that.
All right. Here's another one. Okay. What's the room in your house or your flat that faces the street and you put all your nice furniture there and you go in there only go in there when there's company?
Oh, the front room.
The front room, okay, or the front room.
Okay, so we've exhausted our.
I guess I'll just throw out. I guess that you're from Illinois somewhere.
I lived in Illinois, but not originally.
Where are you from, Kim?
Wisconsin.
Oh,
see, that's
okay.
You know why I messed it up.
Okay,
because I went in there and I started messing with Inspector McClellan's techniques.
Yeah.
And I threw a drinking fountain in. I should have said water. I messed it up.
Okay. All right.
It's my fault, Kim.
Someone finally stumped us, so we can give away. We can finally give away a prize.
Yeah, that's right. Technically. Kim, do you want to go to the I'm going to put you on hold, and we got complimentary passes to the Sycamore Speedway this 2017 race season for families. Kim, I'll put you on hold. Thank you for playing. All right. Let's keep going. Let's do Linda. Linda, thanks for calling in.
Hi, Linda.
All right.
Hello.
I'm excited for this, Linda. All right, Linda, tell us a little bit about yourself without telling us where you're from.
Okay. I'm a musician.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I give private music lessons, and I'm coming home right now from playing a show.
Okay.
And
are you on the L?
No.
Okay, so she's
in
not.
The car.
Okay. All right. All right. I'm just helping you here, Ted.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So, okay. So what did you have for dinner tonight?
For dinner, I had a salad.
Or did you even have dinner? Or did you have supper?
Yeah, I gotta.
No,
get
I had dinner.
Okay.
I had dinner.
Okay,
dinner.
So you're probably not from Minnesota.
All right.
Okay.
All right, let's keep going.
We can ask you, what do you call the night before Halloween when people either burn down houses or just play pranks?
The night before Halloween?
Yeah.
Is that Hallow's Eve? No.
Okay, so that's technical. So
okay,
yeah,
well, I mean, but, you know, people from Michigan have a word for that one.
Okay, so it's not Michigan.
Okay. Let's see. What do you call a kind of a restaurant out in the country? It's got, you know, white tablecloths, and they serve prime rib and fried fish and old fashions.
That's a supper club.
Okay.
Okay.
And what should you... When you want to have a sweet old fashioned, what do you put in there?
Sweet old fashioned. I don't drink a lot of hard liquor.
Okay.
Is it cherry juice?
Vermouth?
Sprite.
It's Sprite, you know. What do you call a flaky Danish pastry shaped like a giant donut? You get it in
croissant. Croissant.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's kind of a Racine thing.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Let's see.
Ask me about the shredded meat. Didn't you have that question?
Oh, the crumbly beef.
And then a sloppy Joe.
Some people call it a sloppy Joe, but in Iowa they call it a made right or they call it a loose meat sandwich.
All right, I got it.
Oh,
I got it. You ready, Linda?
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Linda, today there was some serious testimony on Capitol Hill in the city of
Washington.
Washington. Okay, so that's not a Midland accent.
Mm, I tried.
Okay. Well, we can go.
All right. You know what?
When someone from Ohio is talking about that school up north, what are they referring to?
A school up north?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Okay. So probably not from Ohio.
Okay. All right. No. So we're exhausting our. What kind of music do you teach?
Clarinet and saxophone lessons.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So I know she's a Midwesterner.
Yeah.
I can hear it.
You can hear it?
But we're trying to figure out.
Where do you, do you live where you originally grew up?
No.
Hmm. Where do you live?
I live in Oak Park.
You live in Oak Park.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Let's see.
Okay.
Well, what does it mean to walk beans? Do you know that one?
No.
Okay. That's weeding a soybean field. They know that. They know that in Central Illinois.
I do know. When I first moved here, and I would tell people I lived in Chicago.
Yeah.
I pronounce it Chicago.
Right. And did people say Chicago?
Well, but people here say Chicago, right?
Well, actually, it depends. I mean, the real old school pronunciation is Chicago.
Oh, it is?
Yeah,
okay.
Chicago.
Yeah.
I got made fun of for calling it that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
that
was
35 years ago.
Are you from Wisconsin?
No.
No? Are you from Michigan?
Although I spend a lot of time there. No.
No?
Where are you from, Linda?
St. Louis.
Oh, man, I just didn't hear the St. Louis.
Well, we went with the Washington.
Yeah, we tried to
get it. We tried it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, the one that I could have gotten you on was, you know, the corner that's the opposite corner of a street. What is that?
The opposite corner of the street.
Yeah, you're standing there, and somebody's on the...
kitty corner.
Oh, okay. I always heard... people in St. Louis told me they said caddy corner.
Kitty corner, and we drank soda.
Yeah, they definitely do that. Oh, that would have been a good one. Yeah,
soda? That's Missouri?
Yeah, that's Missouri, because they had a thing called Vest Soda or Vest Cola. So I could have sent you go 20,
yeah.
30, and what's that? What's next?
40.
Oh, okay.
So you don't have the I love it, Linda, but you may have lost a lot of that St. Louis
I probably have. Yeah. And when I go there now, I think everybody speaks with a Southern accent.
Really? How old were you when you moved up from St. Louis?
I was 18.
Okay.
Came here for college and stayed.
Right, all right, Linda. Right, right.
All right, Linda, I'm going to put you on hold. You stumped us, so we got some prizes for you.
Did she say Missouri or Missouri?
Missouri.
Oh, well, see, that's kind of, there's a big debate about that. You know, it's sort of.
I know.
Urban, supposedly urban says Missouri and rural says Missouri, and politicians will record ads for different markets.
Do they really?
Yeah, with Missouri. Yeah, and Missouri.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Because St. Louis just has this attitude about the rest of Missouri or Missouri that it's just this sort of hillbilly backwater. And
St. Louis is like the shining city on the hill.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. All right, Linda, thank you. I'm going to put you on hold. Thank you so much. Wow.
Thank you.
All right. 815, and I don't know what this was referring to, but he says Iowa calls it Beggar's Night. And I forgot
Beggar's
what we were
Night.
Talking about that, huh. that would have come in on.
Well, there's something in Illinois called La Guyanais, which is actually, it's in a town called Prairie de Rocher, and it's been going on every year since 1722. And it's a French, sort of a French begging festival, and they go around and sing this song and sing carols. And now it's basically people just give them alcohol and they get wasted.
I think, you're right. I think that was a Halloween, like they call it,
right.
Iowa calls it Beggar's Night.
I was thinking Devil's Night.
Devil's Night.
Yeah, that's what they call it in Michigan. And it used to be infamous for house burnings.
Well,
when we
do this again, which we will, we got to get more Michigan representation.
Sure, we didn't get anybody.
No one from Michigan.
No, we didn't get anybody. See, what I was looking for when I kept asking people
where
to buy alcohol, I was looking for Party Store.
Yeah, Party Store.
Yeah.
Ted McClellan, the author of How to Speak Midwestern. He will be at the Belt Table at the Printers Row Lit Fest this Sunday. He's also going to be out on tour. You can go on Facebook and find the How to Speak Midwestern page for all the tour dates. And we got to do this again. We'll set it up. I think we got a winner here. Ted, it worked.
Fun.
It worked.
Yes.